ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमदेरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम् मूकं करोति वाचालं मङ्गलं गायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 14, text 18. The name of this chapter is Ideal Family Life. Tasmad Brahmana Devesu मर्त्यादिषु यथार्हतः तस्तैकामैर्यजस्वेन क्षेत्रज्ञं ब्रह्मणाननु। तस्मात् देयरफॉर ब्राह्मण देवेषु थ्रू द ब्राह्मणस एंड द डेमिगॉड्स मर्त्य आदिशु थ्रू ऑर्डिनरी ह्यूमन बीइंग्स एंड अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज यथा अर्हत अकॉर्डिंग टू योर एबिलिटी तैते विथ ऑल दोज काम वेरियस ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट सच एज sumptuous food, flower garlands, sandalwood paste, etc. Yajasva, you should worship enam, this, kshatragyam, supreme lord, situated in the hearts of all beings. Brahmanan, the brahmanas, anu, after translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: therefore, my dear King, first offer prasad unto the brahmanas and the demigods, and after sumptuously feeding them, you may distribute prasad to other living entities according to your ability. In this way, you will be able to worship all living entities, or in other words, the supreme living entity within every living entity. Purport: to distribute prasad to all living entities, the process is that we must first offer prasad to the brahmanas and the vaishnavas. For the demigods are represented by the Brahmanas. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart, will be worshipped. This is the Vedic system of offering prasad. Whenever there is a ceremony for distribution of prasad, the prasad is offered first to the Brahmanas, then to the children and old men, then to women, and then to animals like dogs and other domestic animals. When it is said that Narayan, the Supreme Being, is situated in everyone's heart, this does not mean that everyone has become Narayan, or that a particular poor man has become Narayan. Such a conclusion is rejected herein. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gananjanasalakaya Chakshurvanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitam Sa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanasute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Naman Naman. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Naman. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni, while instructing Maharaj Yudhishthir, is speaking about the ideal family life. So here in this verse, specifically, Sri Narad Muni is speaking to Maharaj Yudhishthir how an ideal grihastha should feed the Brahmins and other living entities understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is residing in everyone's heart. So this is very important. In the previous verse, Narad Muni has already stated that how the Supreme Lord becomes very, very happy and satisfied when the Brahmins are fed with nice foodstuff cooked in ghee. Because the Lord has mouths in form of fire and in form of Brahmin. So when something is offered in oblation in the sacrificial fire, that is offered to the Supreme Lord Krishna. And the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhuktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram shruhdam sarvabhutanam jyatva mam santi mrutsati. So the Lord is the supreme enjoyer. So all these sacrifices are meant to satisfy the Supreme Lord. So the Lord accepts the offerings when oblations are offered in the sacrificial fire, but the Lord is more satisfied when a Brahmin is fed with nice foodstuff, prasad. Then the Lord is also called Brahmanya Deva. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. The Lord is called Brahmanya Deva. He is very fond of the Brahmins and also the cows, because this is the basic principle of Vedic civilization, that the Brahmins and the cows are to be worshipped and given respect. Then everything will go on nicely in the society. So when it is spoken about to feed a Brahmin, sometimes we may think that anyone takes birth in a Brahmin family, he becomes a Brahmin, as some people think. But the real Brahmin has to also do the duties of a Brahmin. Not only he will take birth in a Brahmin family, but he should also acquire the qualities of a Brahmin. As it has been stated in Bhagavad Gita, Samo dama tapa saucha kshanti arjava evacha jnana vijnana astityam brahma karma svabhava. So how a Brahmin should be very peaceful. Peaceful means his mind always will be thinking about Krishna. Then only one can become peaceful. So when it said sama, sama mat nishtata buddhe. Sama means when one's intelligence is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Mind and intelligence are fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then one can attain the status of sama. And then a Brahmin is supposed to control his senses, dama. And a Brahmin is supposed to perform austerity, to get up early morning at Brahma Muhurta, take bath, then worship the Supreme Lord, and then he should study these Vedic scriptures, he should instruct the knowledge of the Vedic scriptures to others. So many duties a Brahmin has. So one has to perform this kind of duties. And a Brahmin should be very clean in his habits. Externally clean by taking bath and internally clean by thinking about Krishna. So in this way, a Brahmin, he becomes very clean internally and externally. And a Brahmin should be very tolerant. And he should be very simple and straightforward. And he should not be duplicitous. A Brahmin should be always straightforward. And he should be truthful. A Brahmin should not tell lie. That's why in Vedic ages, when a Brahmin says something to someone, then it becomes fruitful because they were very truthful. So when a Brahmin will benedict someone or curse someone, so it fructifies. So the Brahmins are truthful in that way. So a Brahmin should be always truthful because he is worshipping the supreme truth, supreme absolute truth. A Brahmin is follower of supreme absolute truth, then he should be always truthful, following the path of truthfulness, righteousness. So in this way, a Brahmin should be a strong believer of the Supreme Lord. Nowadays we see there are so many Brahmins that take birth in Brahmin family, but they don't believe in Supreme Lord. They become atheistic. Then what kind of Brahmin are they? So these qualifications should be acquired to become a real Brahmin, to represent the Supreme Lord. Because the Brahmins are the representatives of the Supreme Lord. That's why they are called Brahmana Deva. Here the word is used, Brahmana Deves. So Brahmana Deva, who is a Brahman who is representing the Supreme Lord? That means he is following the instruction of the Supreme Lord in his daily life and he is instructing others to follow the instructions of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, a Brahmin represents the Supreme Lord. So he should be knowledgeable in the scriptures, he should be a strong believer of the Supreme Lord, and he should also give knowledge to others. He should practice himself and give knowledge to others. So in this way, a Brahmin becomes qualified Brahmin. As it has been stated that Janmanam Jayate Sudra. By birth, everyone becomes a Sudra by birth. But Sanskarat Bhavet Dvija. But when one gets Upanayan Sanskar, then he is called Dvija, twice born. First birth is from the parents. Second birth through the sanskar, Upanayan sanskar. So this first birth is Prajapatya birth, second is Savitra. Is from sanskar. Sanskarat bhavet dija. Veda pathat bhavet vipra. And when one studies the Vedas, acquires knowledge, then he is called vipra. But Brahman janati iti brahmana. But when one will understand the Brahma or the Supreme Brahma in truth, then he will be called a Brahmin. So a Brahmin should know what is soul, and what is the Supreme Soul, and what is the relationship of the soul with the Supreme Soul, and how to attain the Supreme Soul. A Brahmin is very expert in this. So such Brahmins are very, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when such Brahmins are fed Krishna Prasadam, cooked with ghee, then the Supreme Lord is even more satisfied than accepting the offering in the sacrificial fire. So the Supreme Lord is more satisfied when his devotees are satisfied with his prasadam. So the Brahmins are actually the greatest Vaishnavas. So if a Brahmin is not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, then he cannot be a real Brahmin. Then when a Brahmin actually becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord, he becomes Brahmin Vaishnava, which is the highest position one attains. So when such Brahmins, Vaishnavas are fed Krishna Prasadam, the Lord is very much pleased with the performer who is feeding them. And here it said Brahmana Deva. So this is the duty of an ideal householder. The householders are the grihasthas. They are actually the maintainer of other three ashrams. The householders are supposed to maintain the Brahmacharya ashram, Vanaprastha ashram and Sannyasa ashram. They are supposed to maintain these three ashrams. And at the same time, also they maintain the Brahmans. So, by maintaining them, they get the benefit, they get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So here, Narad Muni is telling to Maharaj Yudhishthir that how an ideal grihastha should work to satisfy the Supreme Lord. The householder life is not a license for sense gratification. One can have sense gratification according to scriptural injunctions for procreation. But a householder has greatest responsibility for other ashrams, for the Supreme Lord. So the goal of householder life is not the sense gratification, but how to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Both wife and husband, both should regularly cultivate Krishna consciousness by which they can attain the ultimate goal of life. If a householder is only engaged in sense gratification, then he is losing the golden opportunity to cultivate spiritual life. He will again go to this 84 lakh species of life and suffer again and again in this material world. That's why this chapter, which is called Ideal Family Life, is actually meant specifically for householder grihasthas. They should understand how they should maintain their householder life, by which they can become Krishna conscious and attain their ultimate goal of life. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj was a householder, so he had asked this question to Narad Muni for the benefit of other householders. So Narad Muni very mercifully is instructing that how the householder should act while living in householder life. So how they should remain Krishna conscious, how they should be detached from family life, though they would be acting as householders, but still internally they should be detached from householder life. So Narad Muni is giving all these tricks in different verses of this chapter, how a householder can get out from this cycle of birth and death, even if remaining in householder life. How he can develop detachment from householder life and become attached to Krishna. So all these verses are actually giving the tips for the householders. So here in this specific verse, Narad Muni says, Tasmat Brahmana Deveshu Martyadesu Yatharhatah. So he is giving a concluding statement by using the word tasmat. Therefore, because in the previous verse Narad Muni has already stated that how the Supreme Lord is pleased when the Brahmins and Vaishnavas are fed with sumptuous Krishna Prasadam. So now in this verse, Narad Muni states that therefore, Brahmana Devesu Martyadisu Yathahata. An ideal householder therefore should feed Brahmana Devesu. So Brahmana Devesu can have two meanings. Either householder should feed Brahmanas and demigods, like in Jagannath Puri, when the bhoga is offered to Lord Jagannath, then after the bhoga is offered to Lord Jagannath, then it becomes prasad of Jagannath, then it is offered to Bimaladevi. And when the same prasad is offered to Bimaladevi, then it becomes Mahaprasad. And after that, this Jagannath Mahaprasad is offered to all demigods. The demigods who are residing in different temples surrounding Jagannath temple. So one servant of Lord Jagannath would take a gong and he would beat the gong and go around Jagannath temple, inviting all the demigods to accept Jagannath Prasad. So this is the system there. So all these demigods, they are also to be fed with Krishna Prasad, even including Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is very satisfied when he gets Krishna Prasadam. And actually in Bhubaneswar, where there is Lingaraj temple, Lord Shiva's temple is there, and near Lingaraj temple there is Ananta Vasudev temple. So previously the bhoga which was offered to Ananta Vasudev, that was offered to Lord Lingaraj, but now this system they have stopped. But Krishna Prasad is always offered to Lord Shiva, and the Lord Shiva becomes very satisfied with that. Because many people, they directly offer bhoga to Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva is not satisfied with that. When Krishna Prasad is offered, he is very much satisfied because he is the greatest Vaishnava. Vaishnavanam Jathasam. So here Narad Muni says that either one can offer Krishna Prasad to Brahmins and demigods, or Brahmana Devesu, in another meaning, Brahmana Devesu. One can offer to Brahmins only, and Brahmins they are reprint to the demigods. The demigods are represented by Brahmins. That's why, just by feeding Brahmin, demigods are also fed. So here, Prabhupada also states, that for the demigods are represented by Brahmanas. So Brahmana Devesu, that a householder should offer first to Lord Krishna, and that prasad he should offer to Brahmana and Vaishnavas. And then Martyadisu Yatharhata. And not only Brahmans, a householder also is supposed to offer Krishna Prasad to all other martyrs. Martyadisu. Martyadisu means those who have taken birth in this material world, who are supposed to die. So that means all other living entities. All other living entities are also to be fed by an ideal householder. He would not only fear the Brahmins, but he would also feel all other living entities, all other human beings and other living entities. Martyadisu yatharhata. And he should feed according to one's ability. Not that if one has no ability, then whatever ability he has, he should feed others. And why he should feed others? After feeding the Brahmin, it is said that Lord is more satisfied when Brahmins are fed. Then why householders should feed other human beings and other living entities? So here said, tastai kamair yajasvainam. So according to one's ability, one should offer various kinds of enjoyments, kamai, to Brahmins and other living entities, such as foodstuff and sandalwood pulp and garlands, other things, to just to satisfy them and at the same time to the Supreme Personality of God. So here it is said kshatragyam, means the knower of the field of activities. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So kshatragyam brahmananana. So one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by feeding the Brahmins, Vaishnavas, all other human beings, and then all other living entities. Understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart. So this should be the mentality of a householder, grihastha. A grihastha or householder should always think that his worshipful Lord is sitting within the heart of all living entities. And this is not only for householders. this instruction is for everyone. For all devotees, all Vaishnavas, this instruction is given. Sthavara jangama dekhe, na dekhe tara murti, sarvatra hai tara ishta deva spurti. A devotee, a pure devotee of the Lord, when he sees the movable and immovable living entities, he does not see their external forms, whether this living entity is a human being or animal or bird, or this human being is a male or female. He does not see these external forms. In the heart of every living entity, a devotee sees his worshipable Supreme Lord sitting within him. That is the vision of a Vaishnava, of a devotee of the Lord. And when he sees his worshipable Lord in the heart of all living entities, then he cannot develop any enmity or hatred towards any living entity. Actually, we see in this material world that sometimes we develop enmity with someone, sometimes we become envious of someone, sometimes we develop enmity and hatred. So all these things happen because we see that this person is my enemy, or this person I don't like him, or this person, why did he make progress and I don't make any progress? So one becomes envious in this way. But when someone will see in the heart of others that the Supreme Lord is sitting within him, he can never become envious of that person. He can never develop enmity towards that person, or he can never develop hatredness towards that person. And to get rid of these bad qualities, actually this is the best way, Narad Muni is instructing, that we try to see the Supreme Lord in the hearts of all living entities. And then only we can become friend of all living entities. All living entities will become our friends, and we become also their friends. There will be no hatred, no enmity, no enviousness. All these things will go away from our heart. Our heart will become purified. So this is the way for householders, those who are getting limited sense gratification, to purify their heart. It is very essential that they feed all other living entities, seeing the Supreme Personality of God sitting in their hearts. Then their heart will become purified. They will never develop enmity or hatredness or enviousness with anyone. Because generally it happens with householders. It happens with everyone, not only households, to become envious of others, to develop enmity with others, or develop hatredness. This is a general symptom. But we can get rid of this by this understanding that my worshipful Lord is sitting within the heart of everyone. And when one will see his worshipful Lord in the heart of others, then his heart will become purified and he will be free from this enviousness or enmity or hatredness. So this is a very good tip Narad Muni is actually giving for the householders, at the same time for everyone, for all devotees of the Lord, that how we should see others, with what vision. Here Narad Muni says, Brahmana Nanu, the last word, Khetragya Brahmana Nanu. So Brahmana Anu Brahmana Nanu, that means one must first feed the Brahmins, and then Anu means then after that he can feed other human beings and other living entities such as domestic animals and birds, other living entities. So that's why in Vedic civilization, whenever there is any festival in someone's house, then at first Brahmins are fed, then other human beings from other castes, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra, they are fed later on. Then whatever is left out, then other living entities, other animals, they are also fed. So this system is there, that in every festival all living entities are fed. And why this is done? Just to satisfy Lord Krishna. Even when Lord Krishna appeared himself, Nanda Maharaj also did the same thing. Nanda Maharaj fed the Brahmins and fed other human beings, other living entities, just to satisfy Lord Vishnu. Nanda Maharaj, he did not know that Krishna was the same Adi Vishnu, but just to satisfy Vishnu, he fed all the living entities, including Brahmins. So, when Lord Vishnu will be satisfied, Lord Vishnu will be very merciful on Krishna. This was the mood of Nanda Maharaj. So that's why in every festival, the system is there. That when Brahmins and other living entities are fed, then Lord Vishnu is satisfied and Vishnu benedicts the householder because he is feeding everyone, understanding that Lord Vishnu is sitting in everyone's heart. So this Brahmananu can have another meaning also. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that Brahmana Anana means face. So the Brahmins, they are actually the face of the Supreme Lord. Like the Lord eats through the fire, the Lord eats through the mouth of a Brahmin. So the Brahmins are the face of the Supreme Lord or the mouth of the Supreme Lord. So when a householder feeds a Brahmin, then the Lord is very, very satisfied. So in this way, Narad Muni is actually instructing to all householders and to all the Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, to all living entities, how one should see the Supreme Lord within the heart of all living entities and feed them sumptuously to satisfy them, by which one can get the mercy of the Supreme Lord and make advancement in spiritual life. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any comments or questions. Okay, Mataji. Someone can give mic. There. By seeing one's activity, by seeing one's activity, by talking to him, we can understand that where does he stand? Because nowadays very difficult to understand who is actually a real Brahmin, because many people, they demand that they are Brahmins by birthright, though they don't have the qualification, but at least we can understand who is a devotee of Krishna, who is not a devotee of Krishna. And if you don't get that type of a Brahmin, at least we have Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord. We can feed the devotees. They are the greatest Brahmins. The Vaishnavas, those who are devotees of the Lord, they are the greatest Brahmins. So we can understand by talking to them, by seeing their activity, their behavior.
I have a small complaint also.
Can I present it? Okay.
While you were mentioning that Brahmana sees everyone, should see everyone as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that time I was thinking about something. During my training days, there was an activity in which the counselor used to ask us to see everyone as a temple of God.
Temple of God. Okay.
And everybody was, we are trying to do this. This body, this Mataji, is not actually a person. She is a temple of God.
Yes.
And in her heart, Lord is inside.
Yes.
So it helps.
Yeah. Very nice comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Harish.
Harish.
So, Harish. Yeah.
So, is that then Krishna could think that I am in their heart and how he should feel them?
So, when Krishna was killing the demons, what was the result the demons were getting?
Liberation.
So, Krishna was not killing actually them, they are killing the body. Because they were creating disturbances. But Krishna is also within their hearts, so he was not killing himself, he was killing the body. Because they are creating disturbances. And after killing them, Krishna was also awarding them liberation. So that means Krishna is doing good for them. Externally we see, oh, Krishna is killing, but Krishna's killing or benedicting, both are same. Both are auspicious. Whatever Krishna does, everything is auspicious. But externally we see with our material vision, this is person is killed, this is not killed. This is our material vision. Because this is the natural tendency, because we are in this material world, affected by the modes of material nature. That's why sometimes we may think, oh, he is my enemy, or we become envious of someone. But if we are little Krishna conscious, and if we use this tip Narad Muni is giving, by thinking that I am thinking him as my enemy, but whatever he is doing to me, it is actually the result of my past sinful activity. He is not my enemy. Krishna is actually acting through him to give my result of my past sinful activity. But the same Krishna is residing within him and instructing him. So he is not my enemy actually. If we think like this, then we can stop thinking about that person as our enemy. We have to bring that thought that Krishna is also sitting within him. And whatever he is doing against me, that is my past result of this past sinful activity. So he is actually not doing, Krishna is inspiring to do. That means we are forgetting Krishna. If that thought is not coming, we are forgetting Krishna. If you are Krishna conscious, then you will remember Krishna is also within his heart. And if you are not remembering, then we are forgetting Krishna, that Krishna is also sitting within his heart. That means we are lacking Krishna consciousness. And what to speak of Krishna is sitting within heart of other living entities, when Hiranyakasipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is your God?" What Prahlad Maharaj said, "He is sitting in everyone's heart and he is also within every atoms." Hiranyakasipu did not believe. He asked whether your God is within this pillar. Prahlad Maharaj said yes. So to disprove Prahlad Maharaj's words, he broke the pillar to show him that your God is not there. But the Lord appeared as Nrisimha there. So that was the vision of Prahlad Maharaj. That not only the Lord resides within the heart of other living entities, even non-living entities. The matter, within the matter also, dull matter, the Lord also resides. Because he is sarva-vyapi, all-pervading, he is everywhere. So this is the devotee's vision. The devotee sees the Supreme Lord everywhere, not only within the heart of the living entity, even everywhere. So that needs developed Krishna consciousness. But this is the way Narad Muni is teaching. How we should develop that attitude. Hare Krishna. Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.